Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So great again to see you all this morning. And it's a new year. And if you were not here last night, we had a great time. Remember, Saturday nights and Sunday nights are different to Sunday mornings because Sunday mornings we're a little bit restricted with time because we have two different services. Whereas the night services, they can go on a little longer because we have more time. So we, in the evening services, we minister a lot more to the people and we allow the Holy Spirit to just take over and move much more because we just don't have the time restrictions. Whereas in the morning services, we focus more on teaching, you know, obviously worship as well. But the evening services, there's just more time. So it is a different message. I encourage you to come out if you can on a Saturday night. You're just watching something funny on TV anyway, so you might as well just come out. And don't forget, on Sunday nights, we have a repeat of Saturday night service, except you get a double portion in English and Spanish. So again, we invite you out to come and try it, and I can assure you, you'll be greatly blessed. The evening services are what we call our encounter services, where we really just allow the Holy Spirit to move, and it's powerful. It's really great. So come out to those. Obviously, the morning services, we focus primarily just on teaching the Word of God. Sunday nights and Saturday nights, we teach the Word, but we also flow in the Spirit. So it's great to experience both services. Amen. Amen. And last night, you know, last night, normally the services in the morning are like an hour and 20 minutes. Last night's service was nearly 3 hours. You know, so, you know, I know some of you are like, 3 hours of church. Lord, help me. You don't fall asleep playing video games. Okay, I'll stop. Let's get to the Word. Amen. It's a new year. At the beginning of every year, I really seek the Lord for a Word that will strengthen and encourage the congregation. You know, last year specifically was a very, very difficult year for many people. I think the challenge of last year is still very much in the atmosphere because there's so many things going on politically and with all kinds of different stuff. So we need to hear from God. We need to hear what it is the Lord wants to say to each and every one of us. And so this morning, my message is a new series that we'll be starting that I believe will go for at least 5 or 6 weeks, and it's called The Blessed Life. Now, if you've ever heard series or sermons before on The Blessed Life, this one is going to be a lot different to what you've heard before. Because, you know, when I studied the Word and I was busy with this, I wasn't actually looking for this. And the Lord really dropped this on me very heavily. You know, one of the things in 2020 that the Lord really showed me was perspective. Perspective is something that we all experience on an everyday basis. What do I mean by that? Well, let's just talk about marriage, for example. If you're married, or even if you're in a home and you have parents, I will guarantee you that sometimes you look at things with a different perspective. For example, a husband and wife, you know, women come from Mars or something, and we come from, I don't even know, but anyway, the two of us have a different perspective. It doesn't necessarily mean that Naomi's wrong or I'm wrong, even though I think she's always wrong and I'm always right. What is the situation? The situation is that we have a different perspective. And so when it comes to figuring out how to make that work, you know, it's like Jesus gave his whole life. He didn't give some of his life so that he'd come halfway. He came all the way, gave everything. And by the way, he requires you to give everything back. Let that just sink in. Think about it like this. If you married and your spouse has given 100% of their life for you, don't you think you should do the same in return? So perspective is everything. Maybe you've never looked at that from that perspective. Let me give you another example. Or let me rather do this. Let's do this first. The first thing we want to establish this morning is looking at the word blessed. What does the word blessed really mean? And is our perspective of what it means to be blessed, the right perspective. Because if we look at the word blessed, we have an idea of what that means. But what does God say about being blessed? The first thing we need to look at is what the word blessed actually means in the Greek language. Now, we can look at it in the Hebrew language, and I have. Actually, there's two words for blessed in the Hebrew, but they're very closely related. And the word makaros in the Greek is probably the closest to what I would say really being blessed means. And if you interpret it into English, it means, makaros means being blessed. It means to be fortunate. It means to be happy. It means to be privileged. So I want you to know that if God blesses you, you are privileged. I want you to know that when God blesses you, you will be happy. Amen. How many of you in this room say, I want to be happy? How many of you in this room want God to bless you? Amen. We all do, right? But here's the problem. You see, we all have a different perspective. You all know the saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. In other words, the one who thought, I don't need this anymore, this doesn't really bless me anymore, I'm going to put it outside on the lawn so that somebody can take it, or maybe the trash guys will come pick it up, and there drives the other guy, he stops and he goes, oh my goodness, I've just been so blessed. I've just received this treasure. He goes and picks it up and puts it in his car and he drives away. Thank you, Lord. Right? Where the guy in the house is like, man, this piece of junk, I need to get rid of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So where do we draw, how do we gauge, how do we measure what it means to be blessed? Or are we looking at it from the wrong perspective? You see, most of us will look at being blessed as something in the natural. Most of us will look at being blessed at something that is tangible. Does God look at being blessed that way? So let's go into the scriptures and see clearly what God calls blessed, and then have a look at what we call blessed. And remember, someone's got to go all the way over in order for us to truly receive the blessing of God. We need to come all the way over. Are you with me? All right. So let's go to Psalm 41, verse number 1. We'll start there. Psalm 41, verse number 1. The majority of the time in Scripture where you see God talk about blessing someone, he will tell you the results or effects of that blessing. Psalm 41, 1 says, blessed is he who considers the poor. I want you to know that if you consider the poor, God is going to bless you. What does that mean? Well, I'm so glad you're asking because he gives us the answer. He will bless you. In the second part, the B part of the verse says, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. So when you are someone that has a heart and considers the poor, the Lord will deliver you in times of trouble. Verse 2, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on the bed of illness and will sustain him on his sick bed. There is a promise of a blessing of protection for your life if you are someone who considers the poor. But if you look at this blessing, it has nothing to do with anything material. Whereas we have a tendency, oh, you know, I got a brand new car last week. I'm so blessed. My wife and I got an air fryer as a gift. And arrived home and she said, look how blessed we are. And I said to her, when I teach next week or tomorrow, this was actually last night. I said to her, when I teach tomorrow about what it means to be blessed, you'll understand that what we have received here is actually a fruit of being blessed. But this is not the blessing. We have a tendency to think that that is the blessing. But scripturally, it really isn't. Let's go a little deeper. Are you all okay this morning in Vero Beach? Now watch. Psalm 65, verse number 4. We're going to look at this from the Old Testament perspective first. But I want you to know that I believe with all of my heart that in those days, there was just like there is today, a debate about what it really means to be blessed. The good news is that Jesus came and he taught us what it means to be blessed. He cleared up any confusion about what it means to be blessed. We'll have a look at that in just a moment, but we should start in the Old Testament to grasp the type and shadow of what it really represents. Is that okay? Now listen, before I go any further, if you are successful, if you have been blessed in your finances, okay, that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But I don't want you to think that the only time someone is blessed is when they're wealthy or when they have stuff, because that's simply not true. Those things are temporary. Those things are a product, are a blessing. They are an extra that God gives you, but that's not the blessing. Okay, let's go on. Psalm 65, verse number 4. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you. Why? That he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied. Everybody say satisfied. Say it again. We will be satisfied. You and I will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. You see, when we go into the presence of God, when we get into God's presence, that's when we get satisfied. Blessed is the one who is satisfied when they go into the house of the Lord. Understand, they didn't have the privilege that you and I have. They didn't have access to the Holy of Holies the way we have. The veil was not yet torn when that psalm was written. You and I have access. We are called to approach him. Blessed is the man you chose and caused to approach him. You've been chosen. You were born now in a dispensation where you have been chosen to have access to the presence of God. You are blessed. The question is, do you take it or don't you? You see, the problem with us as human beings is the natural response is to the natural man. The natural man doesn't feel blessed unless we have stuff. Nothing wrong with stuff, but it's not the blessing. It's a fruit of blessing. Now, let's go on. Let's go to Psalm 32, verse number 1. Psalm 32, verse number 1. Don't worry, I'm going to get somewhere in just a moment. I have a lot of scriptures. I'm not going to read them all to you, but I want you just to get a feel. Watch this. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Let's just start with verse number 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Do you see? You are already blessed. What they were desperate for, you already have received because of what Jesus did on the cross. You are already blessed because your sins are forgiven. All you have to do is go to him, repent, go to the cross, and he will forgive you for your sins. And the Bible actually says that he will forget your sins. There, he was only talking about covering their sins. Not only does he cover your sins, but he blots them out like they were never there. You see, there's only a few people that get excited about that. And the reason why is because you don't grasp it. You see, the biggest problem with the church, with us as Christians, the biggest problem we have is guilt and discontentment, not being satisfied with what we have. So we look to the natural things to meet a need that can never be met by anything in the natural. You see, you were not created body first. You're a spirit that lives in a body. And you can only be satisfied by something that comes from a different kingdom, not from this kingdom. That's why Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this earth. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Man, I tell you, when I saw this, I just began to weep. Because we all desire the things of this world. And it's not that God doesn't want to give you stuff. He does. But he tells us what's more important. What do we need to do to truly be blessed? I'm going to read you three verses really quick. Psalm 34, verse number 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Not in the things of this world. Not in another person. Not in a relationship. Not in a church. Not in a pastor. Not in your partner. Not in your children. Not in your parents. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Psalm 84, verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Jeremiah 17, 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. I want you to see this. What is his trust in? His trust is not in anything worldly. His trust is not in possessions. His trust is not in things. In other words, if I get this raise, I'm going to be better. It's got nothing to do with the raise. You've got to put your trust in the Lord of hosts, the one who will protect you, the one who will fight for you, the one who will cover you, the one who will hide you, the one who will give you peace, the one who gives you provision, the one who loves you, the one who gave his only son to die for you. That's the only place you will ever find true blessing, true contentment, true satisfaction. You will not get it from the things of this world. Man, this service is just going so fast. There's so many scripture that talk about, I'll read you one, about listening and obeying God. Let me read you one. Psalm 112, verse number 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. There is a great blessing. And in fact, if you study the fear of the Lord, you will find out that those who walk in the fear of the Lord, they will be blessed beyond what you could possibly imagine. Now, let me show you quickly. I'm not saying that being given prosperity is not a blessing. But there is a separation. Let me show you. Let's go to Genesis 26, verse number 12. Genesis 26, verse number 12. Then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. Now look at this carefully. He reaped 100-fold, but the Lord did something else too. And the Lord blessed him. So the reaping of the 100-fold was a type of blessing or a type of prosperity, but the Lord also blessed him. So the 100-fold return was not the blessing. But that was also there. The man began to prosper. Oh, there it is. So he was blessed and he prospered. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. If he had possessions, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Oh man, that must have made God smile. He was like, you thought Isaac would have bad land. He would not prosper. Look at what I will do. I will bless him and I will prosper him. When you are blessed, prosperity will often go with it, but prosperity is not the blessing. It's a part, it's a fruit. Are you with me? All right. Let's go to the New Testament. Now I want you to imagine it. If you study scripture and you understand the way they were scholars of the word. The religious leaders of that day, they would break scripture down. They would study scripture. You know, the Pharisees, the ones that were really good were known as teachers of teachers. I mean, these guys, they knew the word. And so Jesus comes and he tells us that he's going to bring a message. The Bible says he went about teaching good, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom, because the kingdom of God is not of this world. It is different. And for us to really understand what it means to be blessed, we must go to that kingdom to receive our blessing, which means that it is not a worldly type blessing. So Jesus came and the sermon that he preached, which is the Sermon on the Mount, is where he reveals to us exactly what it means to truly be blessed. Let's take a look at it. Matthew 5, verse number 1. Are you guys okay? All right. Matthew 5, verse number 1. And seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, he's about to tell us what it means to be blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now I want you to see something. He gives us a list of what it means to be blessed. First, he tells us what's required from us in order to receive the blessing. You must first be a peacemaker. If you're a peacemaker, you will be called a son of God. But I want you to take note, because this morning we're not going to go into what we need to do. We're going to go into what the benefits are and what it means to truly be blessed. And over the next few weeks, we'll break it down. But it's very important that we understand. Have a look at these, because none of them include money. None of them include things of the world. It's all something that has to do with satisfying you on the inside. You see, he says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They shall be comforted. Listen, when you're down, when you've been attacked, when you've got things going wrong, when you have a problem financially, when you lose someone, what do you need? You need to be comforted with real comfort that can satisfy your soul. Are you with me? They shall inherit the earth. They shall be filled. When you're empty, when you're down, when you're desperate, when you're lonely, you need to be filled. That's what will satisfy. The Lord will satisfy. They shall obtain mercy. You see, most of us walk around every time we mess up and we think that we've been cut off. Well, guess what? The Bible teaches us what is required from us so that we too can receive mercy and walk in the joy of the Lord, walk in the peace of God, and have true contentment in our hearts. When I read the next one, it just broke my heart, because this is my desire more than anything. The Bible tells us that they shall see God. They shall be called sons of God. You see, there's a difference between a child of God and a son of God. A son is speaking of someone that's mature. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. A peacemaker is not someone that is just a yes, yes, to keep everybody happy. A peacemaker will sometimes face conflict to bring true resolution and will never compromise on the truth because he's mature. And he shall be called a son, matured one, a matured son of God. If you look at all these things, you will notice mercy, see God, be filled, inherit the earth, comforted. It all has to do with your inner man and nothing to do with anything on the outside. You see, so many of us experience what I'm about to read to you, and many other things as well. Depression, fear, anger, discontent, unsatisfaction, or we're morbid. We think that by getting possessions, money, stuff of the world, that will satisfy our need. And what we do is we turn to things in this world, specifically addictions, to try and meet those needs. We have a tendency to think that alcohol and drugs are the only addictions. No, they're not. Alcohol, drugs, video games, social media, food, sex, excessive need to be with people all the time. It can be an addiction, can be anything where you are trying to fill a void in your life. Well, you know, Pastor Alex, it's not true. I just need that new car. Look at the movie stars, and I'm not judging them. I can't judge them. They're in the world. I'll judge you. You're a Christian. I won't judge them. But look at them. They have all the money in the world. And what do? They marry and divorce, because they think the next person will make them happy. The money hasn't worked, so maybe the next person will. And it doesn't work. Why? Because they were not created. That's not what's going to bring true happiness. That's not what's going to bring happiness, which means blessed. The only way that you can truly receive a blessing or be blessed is when it comes from God, which tells us that there is a source for the blessing. Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He went about teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is now within you. That's why the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking worldly stuff, but in righteousness, joy, and peace. And guess what? Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. You see, the key ingredient is to walk with Him. You see, the key ingredient is relationship and intimacy with Him. If He's not your source, Jesus stood up on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles and He said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Because there's nowhere else you'll find true blessing. There's nowhere else you'll find true contentment. All the other stuff are just byproducts of what He does, because He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the stuff will be added to you. Don't worry about that stuff. What you need to do to really be happy, to really be blessed, to really be prosperous, is you need to go to Him as your source. There is no other answer. There is no other way. And the Lord gave us, amen. Yo, let's give the Lord a clap. Come on. Come on, stand up and give the Lord a clap in this place. Hallelujah. He is our source. He is our rock. He is our peace. He is our salvation. Hallelujah. Jesus said that I'm going to go away to His disciples. But don't worry, because I'm going to send the Helper. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And He will teach you. He will comfort you. He will lead you and guide you. Into what? Into the blessed life. Yes, all truth, absolutely. The truth is, nothing in this world, those addictions that ultimately just kill us, the majority of them, they don't really satisfy. So what's the problem? Perspective. Maybe we should try His perspective. It's amazing. We get mad. But all He did was give us everything we need to be in intimacy and relationship with Him. And He's done it. He's already done it. It's available to you. And it's free. It's done. Now we have a choice. What do you consider blessed? When we go to His presence and we shut the door and we cry out to Him, When we put our trust in Him, the Bible says, we will be blessed. And Jesus came, and it's amazing. I've been there. I've been to the Mount of Beatitudes. It overlooks the Sea of Galilee. It's one of the most beautiful places. In fact, in my opinion, the Sea of Galilee is the most beautiful place just because of the atmosphere that it has. And I can imagine Jesus standing there, and He could have preached anything, but He got up and He taught us what it means to be blessed. In other words, church, don't look at the world for your solutions and for your answers. If you want to know what it means to be blessed, the only place you'll find it is in Him. And from next week, we're going to go into every one of them so I can show you what it means so that you can walk it out. But I want you to know that the key is a relationship with the Holy Spirit that has been given to you. He lives inside you. There's a deposit, the Bible says, in you, of the Holy Spirit that lives in you. The same Holy Spirit that lived in Jesus, that lived in all of them, lives in you. Same one. Isn't that amazing? So it's 2021. Let's make a decision to start this year with being blessed by God. Remember, don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. Today, you have enough to think about. Focus your attention on making your relationship with God your highest priority. And if we can get that right, top of the list of New Year's resolutions, if you've done it, we've done it. We always do it every year. But whatever was at number one gets kicked off right now. And at the top of the list is going to be, Lord, this year, I'm following You 100%. The blessing I want is to be comforted, receive Your mercy, be a son and daughter of God, see the Lord because I'm in Your presence seeking after You. These are the things that will cause you to truly be blessed. And the rest, He'll take care of. But don't worry about that. Worry about Him. Come to Him. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. Father, this morning, such a privilege, Lord, that we have, that we can know You, that we have access to Your presence, Lord. When we read of the saints of old, they didn't have the privilege that we have. We have this privilege. We're already blessed. But You've made this way, but so many times we choose rather to be satisfied by the things of this world. That fleshly nature pulls so hard at every one of us. That's why Your word says the natural man cannot understand spiritual things. Because this is even hard for us to grasp. We'll walk out thinking we understand, but still desire the things of the flesh. So I ask You, Lord, that You will open our eyes, and that You will open our ears, and that You will draw us, Holy Spirit, like never before, into a deeper and more intimate walk with You, Father. Yes, for ourselves, but also, Lord, so that our testimony will be one filled with life from Your Spirit. I pray for every person in this place this morning. I pray for them, for their families, for their marriages. Lord, also in the book of Genesis, we see clearly that one of the greatest blessings is our children and our children's children. But Father, more than that, just for them to know You and serve You. The greatest gift or legacy I can leave my children is to know You, to depend on You, to trust in You. The rest will take care of itself. So this morning in this place, we make You our highest priority. And we know in turn, we will walk in the blessing. And so every person in this place right now, I'm not calling anyone to the front. I'm not asking anyone to raise their hand. Because every one of us in some or other way may want to have a moment with the Lord right now before I close the service. Maybe you've had a rough year. Maybe you know that it's been things that you've turned to in the world that have caused you to lose your way or your focus on God. This morning, make a decision. It's the first Sunday of the year. Make a decision that this is your turning point. This is the point where you're saying, Lord, from now on, my dependency is in you 100%. I will look to you, and I know that everything else I need will come. Maybe you need to repent. Maybe you need to cry out to God. I don't know what it is, but in quiet, within yourself right now, just begin to speak to the Lord. I'm going to just be quiet for just a moment to give you this opportunity to speak to Him now. Holy Spirit, have your way in every person's life right now. Take a moment now. Father, you hear the prayers and the cries of your people that you love. I pray, Lord, that from this morning in this place, we will walk out of this place refreshed, renewed, and strengthened by you. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. You are our source of life, of strength, of peace, of joy. Lord, help us to prioritize what's really important. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you as you leave this place. Know this, He will never leave you nor forsake you. And there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You can't do anything about what happened yesterday, but you are in control of what's about to take place with the choices that you make. Father, we honor you and love you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.